Oh, we got one more before our halfway point. Miss Shelby Mongan, come on up.
It's really good advice. I'm just going to play more Ocarina of Time instead of get dating. So, okay, so, also, I may not have finished the story, so we're going to get to the meaning at the end together as a team. So, in Japan, at the beginning of the Yakuza, tattoos were used by the government to mark criminals. And what they would do is they would tattoo their arms or their faces with symbols according to what they had done. And it was a way for them to brand these people forever. And the Yakuza, being fairly inclined towards crime and other crime-like things, had a tendency to amass a lot of these tattoos. And so what they would do is they began to tattoo over top of them. And it became, over time, a tradition that showed their strength, their merit as a warrior. They would get tattoos from their wrist to their neck to their ankles, completely covered, like they were wearing a ridiculous long john, skin tight, covered in traditional Japanese art. Incredibly painful, and it's the old stick and poke style, but beautiful, beautiful traditional artwork. And I have always really loved that story, not just because I'm a quarter Japanese, although that does help. But that story's always stuck with me, and I think it's because in the story, it sort of seems to fit the traditional tattooed stereotypes, that it's these badass deviants of society, and they're rebelling, and they're doing something dangerous and hard against the good people and the clean people. And I think there's an element there. The Yakuza were kind of not great at certain things, but I think there's something else at play that I really love about that story. And for me, it was because the tattoos were an outward symbol of who they were inside. They were criminals, but they were warriors, and they were united with their family in this tradition in the Yakuza. And so all of these things were, like, inside of them, and they were crucial to who they were as people. And the tattoos gave them an opportunity to have them outside and to show them. So I never thought I'd say these words in this order, but I agree with the Yakuza. For those of you that haven't noticed or don't know me, I'm fairly well tattooed. Not necessarily heavily, but I've got quite a few visible ones. I started getting tattooed when I was 18 years old, a couple months after my birthday. I haven't stopped since, and I only have as few as I do because tattoos are expensive. And there's really no sign of me stopping. I love them. I'm really passionate about them. I love to talk about them. And so tonight, my piece for you all is a couple observations from being a visibly tattooed person and some of the weird shit that happens when you have ink on your skin. So first of all, I think it's interesting. I'm somewhat well endowed, and so I've kind of been used to the whole, like, my eyes are up here, like, look at my eyes. That happens to me on occasion, but I never thought that people would be staring at my arms when that happened. That's not a normal thing, but I cannot tell you how many conversations I've had where people are talking to me, but they're not looking at me. They're looking at my biceps, and it's not because I got guns. And they're not listening. They're kind of politely nodding. They're sort of talking to me, but I want to sort of snap in their face, and my eyes are up here. And I'm not necessarily like the asshole that gets really mad if people want to look at my tattoos. That's fine. I don't care. I got ink drawn into my skin. I understand it's a little weird. If you can look at it, that's fine. But focus on the task at hand. Some advice from a tattooed person is focus. Talk to them. We are people. We have feelings, not just art. And I will say, there are few things more uncomfortable and obnoxious than the checker in line at Dominic's touching you. I wish I made that up, but I'm not. People are curious beings, and that's awesome. That got us out of the primordial ooze and got us here. But they have this thing where when they're curious, they want to touch it, and when it's a person, they seem to not care that it's a person. And so, like, when you go to the Art Institute, you're not going to touch the Monet. Like, you're not going to want to touch those paintings. And hopefully, you're not going to be touching up on strangers that you meet in public. But for some reason, when you mix the two, people seem fine with it. So, more advice. Ask nicely if you want to touch someone's skin. And if they say no, feel free to not touch them then. Respect that. And I think it's funny. It's people told me that people would view me differently, and people would, parts of my life would be different when I got visibly tattooed, and I sort of brushed it off, partially because in my head I was polite to people that were tattooed. I tried not to touch them or stare at them in weird places. And so I assumed that other people would do the same. But it's interesting now that people are a little disoriented by them and learning how to adapt and how to do things differently. And there's definitely those questions of, did it hurt? Which is a stupid question. Of course it hurt. Or do you regret this decision, getting them so young? And I think it's interesting for me, and I've thought about it a lot, especially trying to get a part-time job and finding out I can't work at Starbucks, which in the end is actually okay with me. because I couldn't regret these because in my head and in my mind, like the Yakuza, the art that I have on my skin was already a part of me. In my mind, the pieces that I had were already there. It was just a matter of getting them onto my skin. And so that's why, to me, I'm passionate about tattooing, and I'm passionate about talking about it, and I love the pieces that I have. Yes, they might limit my job opportunities in the future. Yes, some people are going to look at me funny, and some people might turn their children away, or think that I might be more rebellious or cool than I am, which I am neither of those things. But I don't regret them because to me they're as much of a part of me as my skin, as my hair. And so I might not be a warrior, but I definitely understand that letting your inside show on the outside. Thank you.
Can I ask, not for personal use, but out of curiosity, what is the polite way to ask someone if you can touch their skin? How does that even come up?
Well, normally it's only if people know you. If you don't know someone, there's probably not any good reason to
Yeah, I feel like there's